Hey there, and welcome to episode 16 of Hike Your Own Hike. It's actually during the workday, and I'm out hiking. Uh-oh. Now, last podcast I talked about in the very beginning, kind of about how I want to integrate my life and work a little bit more seamlessly and, do things like carve out time during the day where I can go for a hike and, get some work done, make some phone calls, do something like that. And it's really interesting what happens when you set forth on a new initiative like that, how all of a sudden the old rules that we've made up in our minds of, I've got to sit at my desk, or I'm not working, or I need to be making a phone call from my office, they're starting to, or those walls are starting to break down just a little bit, where you see people now going and working at coffee shops or doing different things like that. But it's so funny how over all the years we establish these patterns, not only of habits that we adjust, but also patterns based on rules that we've essentially created and accepted as reality in our minds. Things like you've got to be at work and putting in your time that way. But it's really, really been interesting, and because I can almost feel myself breaking loose a little bit more and more as I step out and start to do these different things to break the patterns. But it just makes things feel a lot more comfortable as I'm moving forward, or I should say a little uncomfortable as I'm moving forward. But the more I do it, the easier it becomes, and it's the more that I'll focus on. But as I've been walking today, kind of in combination with that, I've been thinking about something that Brian Vincent has said to me several times over the years or throughout the years, and just recently mentioned it again while we were chatting on Facebook, about the fact that every single one of us as human beings are either moving toward something or moving away from something. And, whenever I've heard it, I've tried to examine kind of myself and determine where I'm at. And I understand that there's different times of your life when you're going to be either going towards or going away, or at least that's the way it feels with me. But I do have kind of a predominantly moving towards stuff. I always like to set goals and feel like I'm chasing after them. And frankly, I don't think a lot about the rearview mirror as it comes to, trying to go back and rehash something that I know can't be rehashed. So primarily I'm moving towards something. But when I started to think about that and kind of peel it back a little bit, whether we're going towards something or whether we're going away from something, there's nothing in there about being present and in the moment and actually enjoying life. So that's kind of frustrating if that's the thing that we're moving toward is being more present. Well, then we're constantly moving toward it, so therefore we're not going to be it. And if we're running away from chaos so that we can have peace, we're running away from something to find something else. And I think we can be frustrated and constantly stuck in the lurch, or at least that's the way I feel. So, I don't know. It's kind of a weird thing. And I think about how can I actually take a deep breath and enjoy and be in the moment. Like today, as I was out here walking, I walked by a house, and I believe it's the same house I walked by the day before yesterday, or yesterday when I was out walking, and I smelled kind of fabric softener that must have been coming out of the house because they were drying clothes. And the last time I walked by, I smelled the same thing. So immediately, that kind of triggered thoughts of when I was
total
a kid,
distance 3 miles. Total time 49 minutes and 8 seconds. Split pace 17 minutes 24 seconds per mile.
But anyway, it triggered thoughts and memories of when I was a kid and when we'd run around and play in the backyard or run between houses, and I could smell that smell. It was the same smell, and it brought me back there. So it was interesting because I was noticing my surroundings, taking in the smell, And then next thing you know, boom, there I am going down memory lane. And I'm up in my head thinking about something because my senses were kind of engaged, and it reminded me of something from a long time ago. So it's interesting. I don't know. I'm going to try to pay a little bit more attention to A, whether I'm moving towards something or running away from something, and also when I'm present and the feelings that are associated with either one of those. So I do notice one thing when I do realize that I'm out there walking for the sake of exercise, or I'm underneath a clock or whatever, I notice how much more tense my muscles get and how I'm just like pulling and pulling and trying to get there as quickly as I can, versus when I notice that and relax my muscles. And then when I look at the comparative time that it took me to get there, there is no difference. So just one of those things that I was paying attention to this afternoon. But anyway, that's all I've got. That's it. I'll talk to you next time. See ya.